The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control. Toll free here. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. Uber and Lyft drivers are continuing to be under attack by local governments. We'll give you some more information about that if we get a chance. Also, some TSA-related stories we're going to start the hour out with here, including a drunk guy. Derek J. has the story from peacenewsnow.com. Drunk guy masquerading as a TSA agent. What happened?
Well, a man, this could have gone much worse for him, honestly, but he was charged with public
he could have actually been working for the TSA.
Right. Well, he was charged with public intoxication at the San Francisco International Airport. It's still being investigated, but allegedly he was posing as a security agent who patted down female travelers. This is not how things are supposed to work. So Eric Slayton is his name. He's aged 53, just some regular old-looking white guy, who lives in both San Francisco and Hong Kong. He was arrested Tuesday afternoon, according to the San Mateo County Sheriff's Office. Airport police officers received complaints of a man, quote, causing a disturbance at a security checkpoint in the international terminal, where they found Slayton, quote, exhibiting the signs and symptoms of public intoxication. Airport screeners reportedly saw Slayton pose as a security guard and motion two women into a private screening booth. How did he get into the private screening booth? They just leave that unlocked?
I don't know.
It's not currently known what happened while in the screening booth, according to the San Francisco Chronicle. You know, in fact, I looked into this story. They couldn't even find the passengers who he had touched, so they don't know where they went. Hopefully the investigation will continue. They'll be able to get their reports from these poor women.
I love the idea that women don't even care. They've got some drunk TSA agent.
Oh, yeah, this is normal. I mean,
hold on. Now, at what point is it fraud? I mean, did the guy say that he was part of the TSA? Because if he was actually impersonating a police officer, then there's probably a criminal charge that could be had there. But if he just was wearing a blue T-shirt and beckoned some women over behind, a barrier or something, and then asked them if he could touch them or, you know, conduct a search, and they consent, if he's not wearing a badge,
hey, it was all consensual. Hey, you know, this guy, he's listed as the director of a private equity firm, so it seems like he's not just some random drunk. You know, he's got, like, a real job.
And he can afford his alcohol.
He wore khaki pants, a blue polo shirt, and blue rubber gloves. An outfit that could be mistaken for an actual security agent.
But it should be mistaken as a crazy guy, right? Because, I mean, it doesn't look like a TSA. That doesn't sound like a TSA outfit. The TSA wear black pants, don't they, with a blue stripe like the police?
Maybe they wear khakis in this airport.
A pressed blue shirt, but not a polo shirt.
Well,
I don't know, man.
People said they saw him at the airport lounge where he had been drinking for several hours before doing this. So I guess he was pretty wasted. Okay. And poor guy, poor ladies. It's just shame all around. Like the possibility of this even happening is just a shame. The fact that there was a screening office, the fact that there are people who grope people as a job.
I mean, some people want to have a sexual experience at an airport, right? Like, there's the Mile
High
Club.
Probably not with the fat drunk guy.
He might have been handsome. They didn't say he was fat, right?
They have a picture of this guy. He is heavier and not handsome.
You know, I think it's funny that he just got public intoxication and he didn't get, like, groping or lewd and lascivious and all
these. Well, that's maybe because they couldn't find the victims. I think they're not charging him with the more serious crimes because that would be to admit that they had no idea what was going on at the security gate of the airport.
Yeah, God knows law enforcement in this country would not make some kind of irresponsible arrest and charge just to see whether or not somebody would accept a plea on it. Ian, please. I absolutely have to agree with Derek on this one. This is likely them trying to not, make such a big deal about somebody doing what they do every single day, every minute.
Yeah, they're like, hey, this guy touched people. That's wrong.
He was drunk and not wearing a government uniform. What's funny here.
Yeah, the only thing that could make this story better.
This guy was so intoxicated he could pull it off. That he pulled it off while this intoxicated. That's right. What's funny here. Yeah. You know, he's got the blue shirt on and the khaki pants, and he motions, gives him the old come hither. Right. Yeah, come on, get ladies into the room.
This is about the service that you would expect from a government agent.
I'm afraid I'm going to have to touch you here, back of my hands. Don't worry about it.
The only thing that would make it better is if it had gone over multiple days, if he had actually just been in the airport. You know, what was that movie about with Tom Hanks where he was trapped in the airport? I don't know. Tom Hanks. You're thinking of a
terminal.
Yeah, the terminal or something.
Like that. I would love to see the security footage of like whoever was working at the TSA who spotted this guy and like as their brows furrow and say like, hey Jim, does that guy work here? Do you know him?
Is he out of uniform?
Yeah. Well, there's probably a few hundred agents at any given large airport, right? Yeah, they're like, what's that guy doing? Is he one of us?
Well, I mean, it just goes to show anybody can show up in one of these uniforms and just get to work.
Well, apparently he had paid for a ticket, so he was waiting for his plane.
He's waiting for a plane.
Yep. A little groping going on.
Yeah. There you go. 855, 450 free, but that's not the only TSA news, Mark. Prices are going up.
Well, you know, the kind of good service you're getting out of the TSA, of course.
Got to pay for all the extra staff,
right? The guy's just showing up.
They only hire the best.
And the booze. And
they need the money to hire the best agents.
Out of losangeles.cbslocal.com, so we're guaranteed at least one misspelling in this story. Airline passengers at Los Angeles International Airport, just in case you wonder, that's LAX, and airports across the U.S. are going to have to pay a little more starting Monday. KNX 1070's Ed Mertz reports that the Transportation Security Administration fees tacked on to tickets, you don't have any choice, are going up to $5.60 for all flights. Now, this is, if you're getting, if you've got like four legs in your flight, you're paying this four times.
Really? For the service.
Right. Well, what I think is interesting is you don't get shaken down the second time. Right? If you show up, if I'm flying from here to Atlanta and then from Atlanta to Hobby, right?
Okay.
If I go to Atlanta, I'm not going to get shaken down by the TSA unless I have to change terminals, which is relatively rare.
But you could. You could just decide to go on vacation every place you stop.
I could, potentially. And but so I prefer to pay for the services I do use, not for the services that I could use.
Yeah, well, you just might use this government service, so you better pay.
Travelers who are accustomed to long layovers or nonstop flights will likely be the most impacted by the fee hike, which is more than doubles the TSA's security fee from its previous $2.50, just barely. But airfarewatchdog.com president George Habaka calls it a fee that is a little misleading. It's basically a tax increase. It's going towards the general fund. Some of it is going to fund the TSA, which is underfunded, but it doesn't actually pay its way.
Underfunded?
Yeah, what we need is we need 2,000 people standing around.
Well, there's a lot more than 2,000 people that work for the TSA. I don't know how many employees they have, but it is no small bureaucracy.
TSA officials
now they can hire more.
Estimate that the hike, which Congress approved last December, could drum up some $17 billion over current collections.
Finally, we will be safe from terrorism.
I thought they haven't found one terrorist yet.
Easy, America.
I want to know how many water bottles they've confiscated versus terrorists they've caught, because they haven't caught a single terrorist.
I bet they've confiscated some pretty cool weapons over time.
Probably.
Yeah, probably kept them too.
But they usually don't get them from their own red team. When the TSA tests itself, when the news stories come out, because they usually don't like to release these, they don't release these, they have to leak out. But when the TSA tests itself with the red team, the times we've seen these tests, they have not ever managed to catch more than 25% of guns, knives, and bombs that they test themselves on. So 3 out of 4 guns, knives, and bombs are at least getting through. We actually saw one situation where they missed 5 out of 5 handguns that one of their red team members had going through. I think it was a Texas airport. I can't remember for sure. But, yeah, this is... Oh, good. Double the cost for half the service.
We will come back with more, and there's more transportation-related news with the continuing crackdowns on ride-sharing services like Uber and Lyft happening in different cities around the country. We've got some information about that. Your calls are welcome, plus troops being sent to the border. Derek J. has the story there. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You can take control here. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, Chuck Woolery here. I don't know about you, but I don't like taking pills for minor arthritis pain, and I don't like those patches either. But I have found something that works, Australian Dream Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. It's a great product. It doesn't smell or burn, isn't greasy, and it works. And Australian Dream has an empty jar guarantee. You can use the whole jar, and if you're not happy, you get your money back. But I doubt you'll send it back. This stuff really works. Australian Dream is now available at Target or your favorite retail store.
You know Bellawood Flooring for its beauty and durability. And now at Lumber Liquidators, Bellawood Flooring is on sale. Get 10% off every Bellawood pre-finished floor, including solid hardwood, ultra-strand bamboo, and Bellawood mat with a unique oil-finished look. Save big on pre-finished hardwood at just $169 a square foot and Black Forest laminate for only 49 cents. So go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find a store nearest you. Over 70 flooring deals and special 12-month financings available. But hurry, the sale ends Tuesday.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. Whether you want to tell us your TSA nightmare story, seems like almost everybody has one if they travel often enough. They've been abused in some way. We were just talking about a guy who was masquerading as a TSA agent, apparently beckoning women over to feel them up while S-faced drunk at the airport. And the big question is, how long did it take the TSA to figure out the guy was even there doing that at their checkpoint? Of course, you can bring up anything that's on your mind as well. We've got Skype, by the way. You can Skype into the show. Our username there is lrn.fm. And I mentioned earlier that we were going to talk about how to get a Bitcoin wallet. And blockchain.info has got to be the go-to solution for this. If you're new to Bitcoin, or even if you've had Bitcoin for a while, you haven't had the blockchain wallet, you need to go to blockchain.com and grab the new version of it. It just came out, I think, Saturday. It's fresh. It's brand new. It's only for Android, though, at this moment. I don't believe they've come out with one for iPhone. But the Android version, it's brand new, and I love the changes that they've made to it. Two major changes that I really like. One, they've gotten rid of the arrows. If you ever used the old blockchain app, there were these arrows at the top, one facing left, the other facing right. And I remember the first time I loaded the app up, I was like, how the hell do I send money to somebody? And I happened to hit one of the arrows like, oh, one of those is send, the other is receive. But which one's send and which one's receive? Anyway, that problem's been solved because now when you load up the blockchain app, it just says sending and receiving, and then there's another option and some extra settings. So it's very cool, very simplified. It was easy to use before, but there was a little learning curve. I would say with this new one, the learning curve is even smaller, if any. One of the things I had to learn about the new one was how do I get to the map? Because the map was a new feature with this new blockchain app that the old blockchain didn't even have before. So now you can literally pull up a map of Bitcoin accepting businesses right from inside the blockchain.info app on your Android phone. Now, they're still working on the map. I believe it's still being populated with Bitcoin accepting businesses. So it's, I think, a little on the new side, but the tech is there. It's built into the program now, and it's still free. Blockchain.info is where you can go to get a free Bitcoin wallet right now and then get it on your cell phone, your smartphone, and, of course, access it through their website as well. So even if your smartphone falls in a toilet, your Bitcoins are still okay. They're safe at blockchain.info.
Yeah, I love the app on my phone. I use it on a regular basis, and it is an awesome one.
All right, so the toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Troops have been sent to the border, although not the military necessarily. What's happening in Texas, Derek J?
Okay, so Governor Rick Perry of Texas is militarizing the Mexico-Texas border by sending, as of today, up to 1,000 Texas National Guard troops to the border. As he says, quote, I won't stand idly by. That's how he frames it.
And then, no, but these 1,000 troops will stand idly.
And it looks to me like he's sort of...
Well, doesn't he say the border's under siege?
Yes.
And I think that's really important because, the National Guard can be employed in lots of different fashions. There's a hurricane or a flood or something like that. They're going to be sent there.
Yeah, they like throw around sandbags and things like that.
But when he says something like he won't stand idly by while the border is under siege, it suggests where his frame of mind is.
Yeah, well,
sounds like a war to me.
Yeah, this is not a proper response to the arrival of children, and that's exactly what one Democratic congressman is saying. Mr. Joaquin Castro, also a Texas representative. And, well, I guess that's different from a governor, but he's a politician in Texas.
Sure.
And so there have been a lot of articles explaining, what Governor Rick Perry is doing, and it seems to me that he's just preparing for election.
He
wants to look tough, appear tough on crime, like he's protecting the homeland. He's looking for a Republican run for president, is what it seems like.
And
so that's what I'm seeing.
The field's wide open right now.
Right, and so this just happened. So I was just scanning during the last break to see, are there any new articles of people responding to what happened?
Mm-hmm.
There are. This one about Joaquin Castro, he's been able to give a response. And I appreciate this response. It's not often I agree with a politician, but here he is saying, we should be sending the Red Cross to the border, not the National Guard to deal with this humanitarian crisis. The children fleeing violence in Central America are seeking out border patrol agents. They're not trying to evade them. Why send soldiers to confront these kids?
Mm. Yeah, what is going to be the benefit?
Well, Castro says that militarizing our border is the wrong response to the arrival of children. So I would agree with you. I don't see any benefit, Mark. It's sending troops. Troops are people who are trained to kill.
I don't think that that's entirely fair with the National Guard. They certainly are trained to kill, but they're trained to help, too. I just don't know. You know, it's not like the Border Patrol didn't ask Rick Perry for this. So, and his frame of mind is, we're under siege. You can try to, you know, try to do the contortions to say that he's trying to help, but I don't see the help. What I see is, I don't know whether he's making a run for president or not. He certainly made one previously.
Yeah.
But it looks for all the world like that. I am tough on immigration and stuff. But, yeah, I mean, his business with the border is the same all the way around Texas, and he's not stopping the Oklahomans from coming in.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I mean, these young people that are coming in, I can see why it's, you know, I mean, I can see why it upsets people, you know, but the fact of the matter is that even as the chief executive officer of the state of Texas, he has no business doing this.
Yeah, it definitely seems out of line. And, like, who is he to just come out and send troops somewhere? I mean, how many people are like him that can just send troops somewhere?
There are about 50 other people in the United States that are like him, the president and 49 other state governors.
Well, that's kind of scary to me that there would be just some guy. I mean, I watched the video, and it wouldn't be worth playing or showing here, but people can check out the video themselves.
Talking?
Yeah, he's standing at a podium, mm-hmm. you know, looking tough. And I imagine if I had seen this maybe 100 years ago, he would be wearing like a military outfit with lots of ribbons and medals. And there are people standing behind him with their arms folded behind their backs, looking very stern and ready for this announcement.
Right.
Ready to obey this
solemn, serious moment.
Yeah, you know, you could tell that he had spent some serious money on his hair and his glasses, his appearance. Mm-hmm. Because he's about to give a serious order. He wants this, in my view, to be one of those replayed moments when he is running for president. Oh, we want that shot of Rick Perry sending out 1,000 troops. Yeah, that'll make him look tough.
Make sure he has the red tie on today.
Yeah.
I wonder if he did.
Well, he wants people to see him doing something about the immigration problem, which, of course, you know, there's this big conversation going on about immigration right now in the United States. And it's interesting that it's happening now, as opposed to, say, a year ago or 2 years ago, because
immigrants were basically leaving the country 2 years ago because the economy stunk so bad. And this is the thing that I want you to consider, America, is do you really want to be tough on immigration today when in a couple of decades your kids might be begging to move to China?
Well, what I was going to suggest is that it's funny that it's happening now because now we're getting the political season. Now, all of a sudden, immigration's an issue again.
It's a heck of a football.
All these
Mexican kids, they're nothing but political footballs
now. Sad. And the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves here. What are those troops doing anyway, now that they've been sent to the border? Aren't they just standing around? It's Free Talk Live.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Do you ever feel like you live in an alternate universe? As the stock market hits new highs, the middle class are dying. Manipulated financial markets and economic figures, chaos on our border, China and Russia bypassing the dollar. Life is getting ready to change. You need to prepare to thrive in the new economy. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
What good is a big Berkey water filter? We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
By dialing toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's the ProXPN toll free line, and ProXPN is a global virtual private network that encrypts your online data. Right now, if you're unencrypted, not using ProXPN, your internet service provider is probably logging every website you visit, every search term you enter, and maybe keeping those logs up to as long as 5 years in
almost
some cases.
Certainly doing that.
So you can stop that from happening. You just have to take a few steps. Step number one, go to proxpn.com/FTL. Then download ProXPN software for your operating system of choice. Windows, Macintosh, iOS devices, Android devices. They've got a ProXPN for every one of those operating systems. Plus, Linux users, you don't have to download anything. There's just some different settings you need to make ProXPN work for you. But either way, whatever your operating system, ProXPN can help you. You get it installed, turn it on, connect, and you're good to go. You're encrypted. Your internet service provider from that point forward will have no clue what you're doing online, and you'll be more safe from other snoopers. Like, for instance, maybe you're at a coffee shop, you're on your laptop, and somebody's sniffing Wi-Fi packets trying to learn your credit card information, for instance, or your bank account info. You can, again, if your Wi-Fi packets are encrypted, then it doesn't matter if somebody is sniffing them out. There's very little that they can do with that information at that point. So encryption, very important. This service, very valuable. But you can go and start for free at proxpn.com/FTL. When you're ready, upgrade to their premium account for unlimited bandwidth. You're going to want that. Servers all around the world that you can connect to, and the ability to privately torrent. Plus, ProXPN helps you get past regionally blocked websites. Go to proxpn.com/FTL, get started there, and then don't forget promo code FTL20. The 20 stands for 20% off, and you get that 20% off for the lifetime of your account. That's not some introductory offer. It's good for the entire time you have an account with ProXPN. So code FTL20. You use that on their annual plan, and it breaks the price down to $5 a month. There's a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee, and ProXPN does not keep records of your online surfing habits. ProXPN.com/FTL. Use promo code FTL20 for that great 20% discount. As we continue here, the story, apparently, Rick Perry, he's the governor of Texas. He has ordered troops to the border, up to 1,000 troops, apparently.
That's right, and he's asking Obama to send 3,000 more.
Hmm.
The political issue being that whoever authorizes the deployment of troops has to pay for them.
Uh-huh.
So he's asked Obama to send 3,000, and he's authorizing 1,000. You know, at the price tag of $12 million per month.
He's a real small government conservative, clearly.
I wonder how he came up with the number 1,000. Did he
It's say, a big number, Mark.
Right.
That's it.
It's a big number, but not too big, right? Like, he wants Obama to send 3,000. He wouldn't send 3,000. He'd only send 1,000.
That would be crazy.
It's coming out of the budget. I mean, why didn't he send 12? You know, like, you know, these people aren't going to do anything anyway.
Because 12 isn't as big of a deal to the people who are trying to impress.
Right. That's what it comes down to. It's trying to figure out what is the perfect number. It's just hilarious.
He's using tax dollars for campaign purposes here. I mean, that's ultimately what he's up to. He's not going to admit to that. He won't get in trouble
for
that.
He'd be a fool to admit to that.
But that's what he's doing. These troopers who, by the way, I've heard the advertisements for the National Guard, and it's usually the advertisements on the radio are something akin to, you know, there's helicopter noises in the background, and, you know, I was here to help my community when Hurricane Elaine struck. And I was there when we had the sandbags, and it's all about helping people. Whenever you hear the National Guard advertisements, they never mention you're going to get called into Iraq or Afghanistan. It's always about, you know, the tornado or the hurricane and, you know, the response to a natural disaster. And so he's using these people who've signed up to try to, you know, help save their neighbors from tidal waves and things like that to go down and become political tools. That's what they are. They're political tools now. I don't imagine they're doing much else besides standing around down there and looking through some binoculars and stuff.
Speaking of standing around, I tried to get an image of how many of these Border Patrol agents are there, how many National Guards, you know, what does this border really look like? And I did some digging, found that there are currently already 3,000 Border Patrol agents at just the Rio Grande sector, where this is where most of the children are crossing the border and turning themselves into Border Patrol. Patrol agents.
An important point.
And it equates to about 5.4 agents per mile there. The Tucson sector.
That's a lot of agents per mile.
Yeah, it is. And that's where most of the children are. So by comparison, the Tucson sector has approximately 15.7 agents per mile. So almost 16 agents every mile.
Wow.
And that's not the dense part where all the children are crossing through. It just, they're not making sense.
Well, to some extent, I would say that the agents are on shifts. That's one thing to point out. But it seems like a lot of people per mile. I am surprised.
Yeah, I mean, they could high-five each other the whole day. I mean, they could just be walking around. They're within eyeshot.
So anything else on this particular story?
No, I just think it's outrageous.
So there you go. There's the next salvo in the war for the presidential seat. That's all this really is. It's not going to do anything to stop immigration. I mean, anybody that knows about the black market knows that, well, drugs and immigrants have been passing through the southern border and the northern borders for decades, and if you just add more border patrol or troops, it just means that the drug kingpins have to pay off more people. That's all. They just have to pay a little more to get through.
Now, Rick Perry hasn't thrown his hat into the presidential ring, and remember, we're a long ways off from this thing.
No, because
thank goodness.
This would look more like a political move had he already done that.
Indeed. But, I mean, I think it's important to point out that at this point, the people who are doing the polls on this don't even consider Rick Perry to be a contender.
What?
He's not getting any kind of polling results. At this point, it's Jeb Bush, who's unlikely to run, from what everybody says. Chris Christie, who has this terrible scandal, and Rand Paul. And Rand Paul tends to be among the front runner or among the top three. So, I mean, you know, it's interesting that the most libertarian of the candidates out there is the one who is leading.
Well, Rick Perry was spanked during the last debate by Ron Paul about his own issues. He forgot him, and he looked stupid, and now Rick Perry's trying out his new appearance. He's wearing glasses, trying to look smart. And he did wear the red tie,
it works,
by the way.
Nothing is going...
Not for him.
Nothing is going to stop them from replaying over and over again the thing in the debate. I mean, I don't care how many times they put him up here and say, I'm sending 10,000 troops. It doesn't matter, because... You know, unfortunately, you know, his political careers, just like Dan Quayle's, was over when he said potato or spelled potato. That's it. I mean, you know, sorry, Rick, you're done for, man.
You think so? You think people will remember?
Yes.
I mean, Americans are notorious for having short-term memory for political events.
You remember the guy from Vermont,
Howard, whatever his name is.
Dean.
Yeah. You're right. Oh, yeah.
I mean, all they need is that perfect sound bite to keep on, mm-hmm. you know, bring hammering you with. Mm-hmm. And they're going to hammer this dude with the oops, you know, over and over. It's done. I'm sorry. Go enjoy your life. Mm. You have reached the pinnacle of your career. Go get a real job.
Yeah, but you can't blame him for trying again. It's not like the Republicans are feeling... No, you really can't. It's not like the Republicans are fielding some geniuses up there to go up against. I mean, it's going to be the regular crew of John McCain and,
It's going to be the establishment Republicans are clawing for anybody that they can get to go up against Rand Paul at this point. And, I mean, you know, as far as they're concerned, he is a radical anarchist, mm-hmm. you know, from their standpoint. We cannot have this guy going in here and talking about less war, less conflict, or whatever it is. And, so they're trying to come up with whatever they can come up with. I don't think Rick Perry is it. I don't know who it's going to be, but they're probably going to be amusing. At this point, we've got a whole line of amusing Republicans to watch, whether it's McCain,
Oh, no,
Palin.
It'll be more than watching, sir. You live in New Hampshire, and I remember what things were like here.
They'll be hassling us at restaurants and stuff.
No, we'll be hassling them, and that's what we did in 2012.
I was there for Rick Santorum. We were thrown out.
Yeah, Rick Santorum, we were thrown out of Huntsman, and then somebody else, and they all come through New Hampshire.
Biden came through,
yeah, we got thrown out.
Do you remember they trapped some New Hampshireites in a restaurant with one of these candidates, too? It's like they locked the doors. They stopped and turned the key.
Alright, we'll come back with more here in moments. 855, 450, free, if you want to see some of what happened. Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree actually has some of the highlights from those presidential visits. More coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
This is Mark Edge of Free Talk Live, and I've got something awesome to share with you. I've recently joined Liberty.me. It's an online city devoted to people who love liberty. Break free of the flame wars and bridge-dwelling denizens of Facebook. You deserve better. You deserve a friendly, ad-free social network where you can chat 24 hours a day with like-minded souls around the world. Attend live interactive classes with experts on economics, finance, politics, and money. Access a vast library of books and discuss them with your reading group. Better your life with exclusive self-help guides on investing, self-defense, homeschooling, security, healthcare, saving money, and starting a business. Become a libertarian luminary yourself and get paid in the process by publishing your works on Liberty.me. Get tipped via PayPal and Bitcoin.
The first step towards freedom is to invest in yourself. Start your free 30-day trial now at Liberty.me.
I love being a member of Liberty.me, and I think you will too. The first month is free. Sign up and say hello.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay.
Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free 855-450. Free. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want right here toll free, 855-450-FREE. There are moments remaining here, just enough time for your call if you make the call now. And you can also call in via Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. And I did just mention Derek J's Victimless Crimes Free. This show is brought to you by Derek J's Victimless Crimes Free, which you can watch for free at victimlesscrimesfree.com. We were talking about some of the trolling that went on of the political candidates, both Democrat and Republican, that came through New Hampshire. Came through our very own Keene, actually. We didn't have to go very far to encounter these people, because New Hampshire is the first primary state, so the politicians spend an inordinately large amount of time in New Hampshire during the primary season, and so we get the opportunity to screw with them, and it's a lot of fun. 2012 was really our first year doing it, so we've got a new opportunity coming up in about 2 years from now, or actually probably in about a year, because it'll start up in 2015. And I think we're gonna make it so that politicians won't come to Keene anymore eventually. Like, the word will just get around. The word will get around to all the campaign managers out there, and they'll just know, like, just schedule everything in other parts of New Hampshire, and maybe you can get away unscathed. But it won't last long, because the more activists move here as part of the Free State Project, the more unsafe politicians will be. And I don't mean from violence. I just mean unsafe from critique, unsafe from cameras, people holding them accountable, asking them tough questions, asking them funny questions, like the Rick Santorum situation where we cornered Rick Santorum as he was getting out of his car and coming to an event. And I asked him if he'd ever Googled himself. And, of course, that was kind of an ongoing joke during the Santorum campaign, because if you Google Santorum, kind of a gross description of a horrific sexual act comes up, if I'm recalling correctly.
Yeah, that's about right.
Yeah. So Google it for yourself and see what happens. But it was kind of fun. And, again, they tried to sneak him in the back door in that instance. He was coming into a library to give a speech, and all of the media were waiting out front.
there were mainstream media there, quite a bit of them. They were all out front, parked out front, waiting for him to arrive.
Mm-hmm.
We had the foresight to have people on the back side of the building. We got two-way radios for communication's sake, so if somebody on the front side were to say, hey, he's pulling up, then the guys in the back could have come around to the front, or vice versa. Turns out, they actually stopped traffic on West Street in Keene, which is on the other side of the library. So rather than come through the parking lot area and get out in front of all the media, they tried to go in the back door. And we were the only people, liberty activists, were the only ones who caught any of that on video. And we got in close, and he certainly heard the question because he responded to it. And that was one of the featured parts that you can see if you go and watch Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree at victimlesscrimespree.com.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun to hear him react to some of the drug war songs we were singing, to be thrown out of the events by police and then have them try and explain why they were acting the way they were and saying that they were acting on behalf of the campaign team.
Oh, when, yeah.
Aren't you just local police?
There was so much good content. I mean, we couldn't include it all in Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree, so if you get the DVD of Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree, there's almost 8 hours of bonus footage, and I'm pretty sure all the presidential stuff included in there, because I think pretty much every video we used to make the movie and then more that we just couldn't fit in, we just threw them all in as
it's all there.
Bonus content. So check that out. You can grab the DVD as well over at victimlesscrimespree.com. And don't forget to check out Derek's current projects, Peace News Now. And there's something you're working on. I don't know how hush-hush it is.
Oh, it's not secret. There are already episodes online of Sick Sad World.
Sick Sad World.
Yeah.
Where does one go for that? DerekJ.me?
SickSadShow.com.
Ah, okay. So SickSadShow.com. That's Derek's newest project.
Yeah, and there are already a few episodes up online that you can check out and give a good laugh if you're into dark humor.
All right, let's go to the phones and the fun. We go to Pasco, Washington. KFLD listener Robert is on the line.
Oh, yeah, yes. Yes. Hello. I listen to your station quite often. It comes on at 12 midnight here and
that's
goes
right
until 3 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Woo!
I'm trying to get your mailing address up there in Keene. I wanted to get some information on the three state project and. Keene, New Hampshire, on the real estate situation there. I get the price of houses, homes there.
You know, here's what I'd like to recommend. Rather than sending things through the mail, you obviously have a phone, so I'm going to give you a phone number instead for the Free State Project. The Free State Project toll-free number. Normally we don't give this out because most people are online. But, you know, there are people like you, Robert, out there, and it's hard to remember the folks who are not online. So here's the toll-free number, 888-377-2515. That's toll-free, 888-377-2515. That is information about the Free State Project that will put you in touch with people within the Free State Project, and they will be happy to answer questions. Of course, we're also happy to field questions here on the air. Was there anything you wanted to get out?
Oh, well, no, I don't think that there was, except that I enjoy listening to your station. I'm usually up most of the night, and so I tune in on this Pasco station, which carries your program.
Yeah, we've been on there in Pasco for quite a while, and welcome aboard. I'm actually glad you took the time to, you know, wait until we were on to call, because a lot of times...
Dedication.
Yeah, and thank you, Robert, for the call tonight. A lot of times, you know, the stations that delay broadcast the show, we've got a lot of stations that, what they call in the business, delay broadcast. They record us when we're live, but they play it back later on. So most of the time we're not live on a lot of radio stations that air the show. It's very rare that someone who listens, there are people listening, but it's very rare that someone who listens will actually make a note, I got to call these guys between 7 and 10 at night Eastern if I want to be heard. And then they actually call up. So it's very rare. Thank you for that. I appreciate it. And hopefully you got the information you were looking for. Bill's in Jackson.
I hope somebody answered that number.
Mississippi. It's listed on their website, Mark, so I certainly hope they will. Bill, you're in Jackson, and you're listening to WPBQ. Go ahead.
Hey, hi, guys.
Welcome, sir.
I picked up on the little note about Perry. Well, I have experience in Texas for about 30 years and still there. But at any rate, the inside information on Perry, he could hardly get elected dog catcher in the state of Texas now after what he's done over his past tenure in the office, because he tried to
sell some of the interstate highways to foreign investors and turn them into toll roads, and everyone found out about it and got in on, you know, I mean, it was just horrendous. And, you know, he deregulated the power system, and now people in rural areas are paying about twice the power rate that they once paid because of the deregulation and what happened. And if you notice, his lieutenant governor just got horrendously beat by Ted Cruz.
Before you go on, Bill, I'm curious to know about the deregulation, because I know that here in New Hampshire, when they deregulated power delivery, more companies sprung up and they started sending advertisements to homes saying, hey, if you sign up for our company's delivery of the power, we will give you 10% off of what the regular power company will give you. Some were offering like 15% off. So all of a sudden there was more competition and the rates went down. So are you saying that the people that live in rural areas are paying more because it actually costs more to deliver power out to farther locations, and previously under the regulations they had been subsidized by people in the cities?
Well, that's right. Essentially, that's what happened. And of course, the grid.
Well, isn't that what should happen? I mean, just to be fair. I mean, isn't
that doesn't mean that you can get it's good for your campaign.
No, but I mean, isn't that how it should be? If you live far away, shouldn't you pay more to have power delivered to your house because it costs more?
Well, it didn't really cost more. You see, the grid was not sold because he couldn't force the. He couldn't force the power grid to sell, but it was
right.
He forced competition within the grid so that the owners of the grid could not sell power directly. They could form their own subsidiary, but they had to offer competition. Well, in the rural areas, there just really wasn't much competition. If you're in a metro, you benefit, but it didn't really cost more because of the way the grid is built. To actually deliver the power to the rural systems, it's just the competition just didn't occur.
It wasn't there.
People in rural areas,
I think that's
about pricing.
You know, deregulation isn't always going to be a pretty picture in every indication, especially to people who've been receiving subsidies previous to that, or they've been receiving, you know, benefit. What is an equivalent of a subsidy? It may not have necessarily been intended to be one, but ultimately, if people in one area are paying a certain amount and people in another area are paying something different because there just aren't as many choices. That's the market in action. I mean, that's the reality. When you live out in the woods, you're going to have to pay more for some things. For other things, you won't pay as much for, right? Like there's certain costs that are reduced by living out in the woods. But in a lot of cases, you know, like for instance, rent, typically, you rent a place out in the woods, usually isn't as going to be as much.
You can grow your own food.
As a city-dwelling place. Hey, Bill, thanks for the call tonight. We're out of time for tonight, but we'll be back tomorrow. And you can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Join Derek J. on his blog site, derekj.me. You can also find Derek's blogs, some of them, at freekeen.com. The featured ones are there, plus peacenewsnow.com. He does a show on Tuesday nights. Don't miss that on lrn.fm and peacenewsnow.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom. And with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Stop harming your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference one cup at a time. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer you a free pound of BuzzBox coffee. It's organic, so no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade grown, meaning less acidity and no heartburn. Try the best of the best for free. Just cover shipping. 10% of future purchases go toward helping us give the gift of human freedom around the globe with at least 100 microloans via World Vision. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com.
If you suffer seasonal or environmental allergies and your doctor has told you that the only answer is medications for the rest of your life, Dr. Peter Glinton has an alternative solution that doesn't involve drugs with terrible side effects.
One of my favorite add-on products to the 90 essential nutrients for people who are suffering with allergies is a product called Cell Shield RTQ. Cell Shield RTQ. The Q in that product stands for a biochemical called quercetin. And quercetin is a natural antihistamine. It doesn't flag out your immune system like antihistamines do.
To manage your allergies without a lifetime of prescription or over-the-counter drugs,
Order Youngevity's Cell Shield RTQ today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696 or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.